CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. And we go immediately to two stories that dominate the world conversation about violence, Ukraine and Taiwan, China. These two stories don't easily fit together unless you worry that Ukraine is a predicate for China moving on Taiwan. However, what does unite them immediately without any change in the weather is technology. And I welcome somebody who can help us understand how Chinese technology is being used in Ukraine and can easily be used in Taiwan. We welcome Chuck Flint, founder of Flint Consulting, a former U.S. Senate chief of staff. Chuck, a very good evening to you. It's Ukraine that concerns us right now, but this technology you introduce us to can be used anywhere. It's from a Chinese company, theoretically an independent company, Dajiang Innovations, DJI. What do they build that's being used in Ukraine right now?
John, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here with you and Gordon. So DJI, as they're known, they're the world's largest civilian drone manufacturer. And so they supply drones all over the world. They've got a presence virtually on every continent, North America, Europe, they're everywhere. And so the drones are being used right now in Ukraine. But the problem is that what the Chinese are doing is that they're providing the Russian army with enhanced software. And what the software does is it's called Aeroscope, and it's the DJI drone detection platform. And so normally the Aeroscope program has a range of about 16 miles, but the enhanced version that they're providing to the Russian military has a range of about 30 miles. And some of this technology was used in Syria. And so it allows the Russians essentially to have eyes at a very great distance, and also to have, in my understanding, enhanced capability to see flight path status and other real-time information, not only of the drone, but of the pilot. So what's happening is, as soon as these drones go up in the air, you know, the Russians can see them, they can see the pilot, and then the real danger is when the pilots land these drones, they're then coming under missile attack within a matter of seconds. So they've had to change their battlefield tactics. And, you know, most instances now they're trying to land the drones about a mile away, and then they'll wait maybe half an hour to an hour and they'll go retrieve them. And so it's a really big problem because it's leading to more Ukrainians that are being killed. And it's also changing the way that they're having to fight the war. And it's, you know, I would argue, you know, this is another example of how China is using its technology in a war with the West, because Russia is simply a proxy for them, to continue their efforts against the West and, try to bring about our downfall.
I want to understand, it's the software that makes this possible to destroy Ukrainians. Is that correct, Chuck?
That's correct. It's called the Aeroscope drone detection platform. It's software that they sell. And so the Russians have this enhanced software that's being given to them by DJI. And it's important, John, for people to know, when you're talking about DJI, you're not talking about a private company. There's no separation between the private sector and the state in China. In fact, it's mandated by Xi Jinping that every private sector company in communist China maintains communist party officials within their ranks so as to not stray from party ideology. And on top of that, Beijing is also a direct investor in DJI. So you are not dealing with a private company. You're dealing with the communist party.
Gordon, you have a question for Chuck.
Chuck, the Biden administration has said to Beijing that supplying military assistance to Russia in the Ukraine war would be a red line. What you've just described sounds to me like military assistance, and that China has indeed crossed that red line. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you're right, Gordon. And here's where the problem, I think, is a lot of times. You know, the Chinese, the Communist Party of China, has been so good at kind of psychologically disarming Americans. And part of the reason that I really followed this story was because when I saw that DJI said that they would stop selling the drones to Russia and Ukraine, I mean, a flag went up to me immediately, because why would you stop selling to the Ukrainians? So you're equating Ukrainian self-defense with Russian aggression. And you've got these statements from DJI that they feel terrible that their products are being used in war, and they abhor war. They don't want war. It's, you know, this is reminiscent of a lot of things that we hear from them where, you know, they're in a dispute in the South China Sea, for instance, and they say, well, you know, we just want mutual respect amongst the parties. That's just a load of garbage. What they want is hegemony. They want dominance. And so, you know, those statements from the company and their actions raised red flags. But Gordon, back to your question and your statement, I think that, you know, because of that, the psychological sort of disarmament of, frankly, of the American public, that they have a difficulty seeing it that way. And I'll give you another example. DJI, after COVID started, they handed out a lot of these drones to local law enforcement agencies within the United States. I believe it was 43 law enforcement agencies within 22 states. So here they are. They're saying, hey, here you go. Here's a, you know, here's some free drones to help you guys perform your duties during COVID. And so I agree. I think, Gordon, you're absolutely spot on with your analysis. And, you know, it is. It's providing military assistance. There's no way around it.
What is to be done? I note in the report, your report is that DJI is on a Treasury blacklist since last December. What else can be done?
Well, they could add them to the FCC covered list, which would mean that no federal government dollars could be used to purchase communications equipment. But what they just really need to do is ban them. You know, we should not be allowed to have any DJI products on our shelves in this country. And I'll give you a reason why, because these drones, if they're being used by civilians, if they're being used by local law enforcement, I mean, they are essentially, John, mapping our country. Yeah. So every time you send them up, I mean, whatever they're flying over, I mean, they could be flying over some type of critical infrastructure, maybe another technology company that, you know, that China has an interest in terms of stealing, you know, intellectual property and so forth. It's very dangerous. And I don't think people understand that.
Chuck, recently I read a book that convinced me that Huawei is state security. Is DJI state security?
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
That's not a secret, is it, Chuck?
No, it's not, because DOD last year said that they were a national security threat. And even back in 2017, I believe the Department of Homeland Security raised red flags about DJI. So this is not something new, John.
Gordon, when we say something is state security, isn't that a suggestion to Washington that this is a threat to the United States?
It should be, John. But then again, we got to remember that the Secret Service and the FBI bought DJI drones about 5 or 6 months ago, and they said they weren't buying them for reverse engineering. They were using them for operations.
We all agree it's state security. We all agree state security is a threat to the integrity of the United States, and nothing happens. Is that right? Is that right, Chuck? Nothing happens?
Well, nothing's happening yet. They do have a bill that they're trying to move, which is the I think it's the American Drone Security Act, which would essentially prevent federal government dollars from going to buy DJI drones or any other type of Chinese,
Maybe by wintertime somewhere in the next decade, Chuck. Chuck Flint, Flint Consulting, former U.S. Senate Chief of Staff, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.